Whoop.
Who is that?
I don't know.
This program is intended for adult audiences.
So don't get your mark ass, bitch ass, chump ass, whore ass feelings hurt, because you are now listening to the most unapologetic wrestling podcast in all the annals of the internet, motherfucker. You.
Yeah. I've come to the conclusion that the world, quite frankly, is just not big enough for the both of us. Somebody's gotta go and go for good. And that somebody is either you or me.
I'm gonna take it.
What the fuck was I thinking? 211. What the fuck was I thinking?
Nobody.
Damn.
This is haze. Hops. And turnbuckles. And you know, it's all about being hold on. Let me get some good music.
Kind of bullshit. Fuck, I lose on 0 hour. 631 entertainment.biz. That's where you get your merch. That's where you check us out and everything that we do over there. That is definitely the umbrella that everything that we do is under. Haze, Hops, and Turnbuckles, as well as other things that are happening in the future. Get you one of those shirt. Huh? That's only when you perfect, champ.
No.
Oh, well, here we
go. No, this get played for when you know the down and out. No former champion. It's been taking losses.
It's been a while.
Been taking beatings and just getting busted aside the head. But you know, I dust the fuck up.
All right, pop your champagne in.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, okay. No, I'm
yes, because me and Ditlin Dooley are interim champions. Finally, I'm coming up on this shit. I would have won because I called it. You mean I said, oh man, why did I pick Edge? I don't know why. It blanked me. I was thinking it was Edge in a singles match, and I know who was wrestling. I don't know what.
Wow.
Man, y'all need to stop having 11 motherfucking 13 matches. Can we not do that?
I ain't lost an AEW joint in a while. Usually All In is mine to lose. Well, All Out.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the time, I'm usually Gucci on AEW.
Something got a couple perfects on AEW.
Yeah, though. Yeah, for sure. I'm not drinking anything today. I forgot. I was at the store and everything. Knew I had to drink that black cherry.
So is that a penalty beer, folks?
No, the hell it ain't. No, the hell it's not. I already have one coming my way.
True.
I can only imagine how deadly it's going to be. It's going to be a fucked up episode next week. I'm just letting y'all know in advance.
Yeah, that's a lot of drunk people.
I'm going to be drunk. 420 going to be drunk. Dooley going to be drunk. Yeah. OG Duck is going to be... No, he's not. OG Duck is the only one that's not going to drink because he already knocked this out last week.
Oh, damn. So, Cena? You could just slid them in.
No, I got pride.
You could just pride. Slid them
I did
in.
It. I did it. It happened. Ugh, I'm tired.
He got respect, though. he did get some respect off of that. And Bink.
What are we watching?
We are watching Backlash still 2009. And you are listening to the show after the latest episode 264.
Yes.
Fuck you, Dooley. Volume 6.
Yeah, there's a lot of volumes of that. And you definitely deserve to fuck you today for that.
I was still smoking on the blood from that show.
Can I share this story?
You can.
This man was up. We was having a conversation. conversation, and I just noticed Tory Lanez was walking around in circles, looking up to the heavens. He spread his wings out. I don't know what's. I asked him, I said, what you looking for? He said, some fire. And that's why I remember I said, you do have a tray. And at the same time, we both looked down at the tray. Yeah.
You know why? Because I guess in my peripherals, yeah, hitting up under here. I'm guessing.
Stoner vibes, man. I've been so high. I forgot what I was doing and did it, but I forgot what I was doing.
Right.
But I'd already did it.
Man, I came in here to get my keys. Pick up your keys, and then start looking for your keys. And you got them in your, man, where the fuck's my keys?
I lost the whole entire blunt that I rolled up.
Too many times.
Just when I got up, went upstairs. This is when I was in the projects. You know how our projects looked. I lost it somewhere, so it had to fell and then went into the drawer. Nigga, I was outside and I done spent money and bought a whole nother bag of reefer. You know what I found? Now, I lost this blunt late July. God. You know when I found that blunt?
Oh, man.
When I was moving in November. Yeah. End of October, November. Guess what? I fired that motherfucker up just to see if it'll still give off that smokeability, and it did.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah,
it did what it had to do.
It did. Definitely did what it had to do. This was not current for anyone who knows what I do and where I... Yeah, this was years ago. I don't get high anymore. I wish I did.
Never again.
Never say never. I'm definitely trying to get back to the good old days.
Boy, I love for you to. I feel like it make you feel better.
That should definitely be a show. Like, it's just going to be... Dot Man 211 smokes a blunt as they laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna smoke with you. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you gonna finish that whole motherfucker too.
God damn.
You ain't gonna quit, but we'll smoke majority of it.
Miss Dot Man 211, come get me. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I would ask them niggas to drive me, but I'm scared.
They already laughing hard enough.
I don't want to act like a bitch when they driving. I ain't been high or riding in so long. I don't even, that's too much. I mean, I can get high, but get high and ride, that's a lot to do in one day. What you expect from me? I can't do it all. And this whole time he is talking to a video of Mrs. Dotman 211.
She ain't even on there for real.
He sitting up there looking at a recording, and he's like, baby.
I still ain't even called her.
Yeah, I still ain't called her.
I walked.
Conversation with her.
I walked home.
For a good 15 minutes of the walk, I'm driving beside him. Get in the car, man. Just get in the van.
Man, go home, man.
Get in the van. Oh, man, I ain't using this shit. I drive high every day. Don't even just leave, man.
Let me walk some of this THC off.
Well, come on, man.
Let me walk some of it off, please.
Well, speaking of walk, you know, we fucked up. I'm sorry, fans. This is the first time, I think, ever there's been 2 weeks of not putting on
Kicks of the Day. Yeah.
My bad. I was just preoccupied. I think I need to start taking Kicks of the Day maybe when y'all get here.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. We'll start getting into whatever we talking about, talking shit. Next thing you know, we do.
Well, no, as far as filming it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might have to hit y'all coming up hitting it. It might be better if I don't hit that corner.
Okay.
You know how you come up and you hit that corner?
Yeah.
Make that a running theme of y'all hitting that corner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I like that.
Something different, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Pending.
I just gotta remember to do it.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready when you ready.
If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them.
I'm on the sound.
Yeah.
We on the sound. I'm on the sound. Come on the sound.
Man, I do not start off this pay-per-view. Top Man 211 does.
Oh, man. So, speaking of the sour, I wasn't on that sour you're talking about. I was on sour cream. Daisies, to be exact. Light sour cream.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, we are here. This is AEW Dynasty. I know I'm not going to do it like 420 because he's going to sue me if I do. So, I'm going to do it my way.
How are you going to do it?
Home of Nelly. Home of Smino. Home of Sweetie Pie's Restaurant. You ain't shit, Tim, for doing that shit to your nephew. You come on. Greedy fucker.
What the fuck, bro?
Greedy fucker. But yeah, we come from St. Louis. Who else? Cedric the Entertainer. Home of Cedric the Entertainment. Yeah.
Of entertainers.
This is AEW Dynasty 2024. Did we need this pay-per-view? No, probably not.
Not really.
Yeah. We talked about it off air. All we needed is good six, good eight, and that's it. We don't need a monthly because you can see where it's like the fans will show up, but you don't get that energy like you did when there was that big four.
And y'all not selling it out.
Yeah.
And really, well,
I mean, like, the crowd looked packed this evening, though.
Yeah, but now I dial it back. I even say seven.
Yeah.
Make that shit seven, man. Like, you don't really need that much.
Until they get their creative together. To make things make sense, like they don't need to oversaturate the product with just match after match after match after match after match after match.
Because they can do really, this is what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
Really have made AEW, not AEW, but ROH the other brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them four, or you can give them, four pay-per-views. And that's how you balance out your whole year. You got the ROH joints. And the AEW joints, but you don't need 12.
That is true.
And really, you might do three. Three ROH. Nah, four should, you know, every three months. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that. I mean, but all in all, this was not a bad pay-per-view. Jeez. Interjecting and stuff.
Hurting HBO?
Nah. I just felt like I was about to hiccup, and it never happened.
You got the hiccup cough?
Yeah, but
I had to bite my tongue in the back of my tongue.
What means you? I'm bleeding. It won't stop. ER visit for me.
I do not think I'm going to work tomorrow.
Well. All right, man. We start with the 0 hour, man. I ain't going to hold y'all too long. Trent defeated Matt Sydal, of course.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
They found his brother, Mike Sydal, who's been MIA for a while. I guess it was injury. I was like, hey, they found him.
About time. Look, that's dope if we can get that together. Yeah. And, you know, if we give Trent a title, give him the tag titles, you know what I'm saying, with him and his brother.
Who, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
You said Trent.
Shit, not yeah, Matt and Mike. So yeah. give him him and Mike and get the tag titles.
Because they was a tag until Mike got hurt, I guess. Yeah, and he's been out for quite. I mean, I'm talking about years.
I want to feel like that's how they came into AEW.
Yeah, Sydal, bro. Yeah,
the whole little hippie experience.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep. Well,
oh, that was so dope.
Yeah, that was wild. And like the seat plants. Don't ever make it seem like they're in it. Like they just have to do extra shit to make. Oh, I'm here just waiting for the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Orange Cassidy and Trent had a stare down as Orange headed to the ring. Him and Shibata defeated Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty.
Shibata bread.
Hell yeah, that was a given. That was definitely a given. I had on this fucking Bullet Club T-shirt right here. You see?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I had this on. Bang Bang Gang. And my silly ass went to claim instead. Fuck was I thinking about? Daddy ass got caught the Blade Runner and hunched on. Daddy ass got hunched on by Switchblade to solidify he and the guns as your new Unified Trios Tag Champions.
I'm pretty sure the match had some good spots, but it looked a little rough at the end. Look. They don't put on bad work. I was just ready for this ending. Like, so I was waiting for just to see them do this. Ho hopefully this unification of these titles means one of the titles goes away.
Yeah.
I don't want y'all just to have, you know, undisputed six-man champions. I want y'all to put those ROH titles in the trash, and especially since you're getting the custom acclaim belts.
What is the main bang game belts going to look like?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They should get one solid belt. Because it would be stupid to get that and still have the ROH trios, right? When you got enough teams, you got enough trios in ROH and AEW, that really makes that division pop now. And now you're having matches with Top Flight and you know what I'm saying? Some of these joints where, you know, why are you splitting them up when it doesn't need to be like that? I want to see, you know, the Acclaim versus Lance Archer and what's the name? Now what are they called? Righteous.
Oh, you son of a bitch, Dooley.
What's up?
So I guess this is definitely episode 265 next week. The Jungle Juice Show. But you know, y'all still got some airplane bottle shots that will come. So yeah, I still feel good about that a little bit. Yeah. Doug said, "Oh shit." Oh man, yeah, that was 0 hour right there, man. Oh, I ain't want to be a part of it. I might just wait till next week. Nah, I'm getting that shit over with. So we kick Dynasty off with the Continental Championship. Pac versus Kazuchika Okada. What a way to open. I'm not calling all this shit. This was a dope opener. Two tough mofos going back and forth. Pac is great. Okada is crisp. Draping DDT to Pac off the barricade, and that sell for that spot was spot on. Okada started laughing and made that spot even better. You often forget how Pac is a high flyer, and Chris springboard moonsault to Okada outside, missile drop kick. We in a deep part of the pool, back and forth, and a fucking shotgun drop kick, sending Pac damn near into the ring post. Of course, Hope spots at the end of this one. Okada just revved up the fans to give them the middle finger. Fuck y'all, I'm a heel. Fuck Okada chant broke out, and the Black Arrow was missed. Okada found himself in the beast bite. Pac went for the Black Arrow once again, but Okada used the ref for the distraction. Pac went for a Black Arrow anyway and got nothing but knee. Then the Rainmaker, and still your champ.
That motherfucking knee shot?
Yeah.
I think Pac is injured.
Kazuchika Okada. Pac looks very disappointed after this match, by the way.
The way he fell on that knee, it was all jaw to knee.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm gonna agree to that. What an opener, though, man. What was your rating for that one? This is weird. This is.
I think this was Graham's Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
All day. This was a fantastic match when I got to see between editing the show, which I'll have to do after we get off this show. And, you know what I'm saying? But you'll get 264 and 265, two episodes, you know what I'm saying? Two episodes this weekend. Get them episodes. Listen to that content, bro.
Please.
We here, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga had me doing work. I see what he's doing. Had me just doing work. I got another match for you. House of Black versus Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, and Eddie Kingston.
So before that we even got anywhere close to this match, I was saying House of Black. I was like, why did I put the wrong match down? Like,
yeah,
I would have had a perfect card.
Yeah,
but you know,
man, I'm glad that didn't happen. Yeah. Until the next pay-per-view where it stops. Yeah, we would have heard this one for a while. Yeah, you heard who I said, aka the lovable loser Eddie Kingston. We just filling out and chin checking at the opening. That's what we're doing at the opening part. It's hard to get into these matches involving the House of Black because I want so much more for them being top tier instead of racking up these L's at the end of it all. Well, didn't take that long for the match to break down as Mark Briscoe catapulted off of that chair on the apron, front flipping into Buddy Matthews. Brody King slowed all that shit down by sending Mark into the barricade. A definite battle for Colt to get that superplex on Brody King while Eddie was looking like a drunk in the ring. Trying to help out. I think he slipped and shit. Yeah. Eddie's the shit, though.
Nah, fuck with Eddie.
Did I mention this is a spot fest? They threw everything at Brody, and he kicked out. Cope went for the spear while the ref's back was turned on Black, and he ran into some myth.
Because I missed on you. Miss on you. I miss on you. I be on you. Won't you pray my head? For a start, I'm going to fight. I want to fight on you.
Yeah, man, he got the mist in a black mask, a.k.a. the end. The House of Black made me eat my words. They got the win.
That was stupid on my part. So I give it a, I give it some of that poculent weed on the bad side. You know, when you finally find that blunt, you came to work.
Yeah.
And you was like, man, I'm going to roll this blunt.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to your old lady, and you left the blunt on the table.
Yeah.
So you go to work, and you was like, shit. Ooh, checking in my pockets. Ooh, keys, lip balm, wallet. What is this? Oh, there's some weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, some weed, but you had like some type of fucking simple green oil on the blunt. And when you hit it, it started making noises. And it just don't burn. And it's just like, well, I took break early for nothing. I guess I'm gonna go back to work.
Guess I go back to work. Yep.
2 grams of that.
Damn.
Because I should have picked House of Black, and it made all the sense in the world to pick House of Black.
Something that was surprisingly not that bad. That earthquake black cherry that we drunk today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I took a week off.
Yeah, that's my rating because. Shit, I just didn't expect the House of Black to come through, but I think this is definitely the further the few.
Just to see fucking Cena's face, bro. Like,
why am I taking this? All right, too late. I've already committed. But as I was saying, I definitely think this is it. Say his name, he's on the television. But Adam Copeland and Malachi Black will definitely have their one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can stretch this out until Double or Nothing.
And that's why I was thinking. I was like, yeah they got to get this win to make sense why you're coming, you know, at least being running for this championship opportunity.
Yeah.
But, all right, so this is my thing with AEW booking. All right, if we're going to have Edge versus Adam Copeland, can we not have Edge defend the title? I mean, not Edge versus Adam Copeland, versus Malachi Black.
Yeah.
Can we not have him defend the title? This is stupid.
Just give us a month of, let's shut down the Cope Open and the Cope Open for a month just to build up this Malachi Black versus Adam Copeland match, if that's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. So if it isn't, why the hell did Malachi Black or the House of Black even get the win? And don't put this on Dynamite. You have enough time to build this shit into one of the most must-see matches of Double or Nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Because 420 was just sitting there just staring at me now, just doing where I was like, oh, you done? Yeah, shit, I'm done, nigga. Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart for the TBS title. Chris Statlander is barred from ringside. Willow getting to the meat and taters early, but Julia evened up the odds. I had to take over commentary. I was like, I can't do everything. They need Tony and them need me over here, too. They need me over here with Excalibur them. So I'm tagging out.
It's between me and Ditlin Shitlin, no Pitlin Dooley, as I tag in to see, as we see Yams, we seen Rumble before, and I'm just here for the finish. And as we predicted, Willow becomes the fourth ever TBS champion, and as she was celebrating with the title, the crowd came The CEO came out from the crowd to ruin her moment, to do her little Ice Spice dance, and they show the Double or Nothing graphic where we will see this New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong rematch. Oh my, 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 my. Show look good tonight. Even a sister fine. 24 yams. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
What you rate it?
I rate this definitely. This is a cranberry mimosa. Reason being is that this is all I wanted. I said it's time for Willow to get her day in the sun, and it's finally happened. What I'm afraid is going to happen for her in the future, though, I think this is going to be a transitional type of
potato.
And it's unfair to Willow because she works so hard. She's been there every week just doing. What she does best is displaying that wonderful wrestling work and those yams as well.
See, all right, if you're booking with 420, you have not Chris Statlander, mm-hmm. not Julia Hart,
okay,
but one Saraya mm-hmm. being the person that took out the CEO 2 weeks ago, or was it last week? Two weeks ago.
And we had this discussion earlier, me and you, right? So we're adding layers onto it. Yeah.
Let her be the one that took her out. Let her be the one that screws her in that match that they have. And then you kind of have CEO Willow versus Saraya and... it won't be...
Harley Cameron. Yeah.
Yep.
Ultimately getting that match, like I said, it all in Saraya versus Mercedes. Yeah.
And that match doesn't need a title.
It doesn't. There's the story alone. There's lots of story about that. Oh, you chasing after Willow, claiming that she hurt you. Female companion.
This is what you done to me.
Yeah, and I couldn't wrestle forever because of it.
Yeah,
it writes itself.
Yeah, she definitely needs to be on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, need to get, you know, really work with some of these acts. And yeah. Like, hey, you can be something else besides a raging female companion.
Yeah.
Like, we can get some, you know, like Tessa Blanchard would be a good one, because I feel like you would put Tessa Blanchard, Deonna Purrazzo, yeah. and maybe the Professor all together in a like, wrestling... Well, yeah, like, you know, strictly wrestling type group.
Like,
know?
The female quarter catch crew.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That could work, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the Britt Baker, this, you know, Mercedes Moné, the Taya Valkyrie, Deonna to a certain extent.
You talking about Deonna Purrazzo?
Yeah, Deonna Purrazzo.
I just feel like it's like, yeah, you know that girl, Deonna Purrazzo.
Prerogative? Prejot. You can get someone to talk about Deonna Prejot? With a gobbledygook?
With a gobbledygook.
Kyle O'Reilly versus Roddy Strong. We got former WWE Spanish announcer Carla Cabrera, and we skipped to the end of this match because we've seen one Roddy and Kyle.
Skip.
And O'Reilly match, you've seen them all. We got Wardlow coming down to interfere on Strong's behalf, but did nothing to cause the ending of the match.
No.
A sick end of heartache. I mean, sick. Go watch this fucking match. I know I will. But the real news was Adam Cole walking. Yes, that's right.
It's
walking to the ring to celebrate the Undisputed Kingdom. I got unk, so I always got to remember what unk means. And we got some story to be told as Adam Cole was staring a hole in Wardlow's head a few times. I'm here for it. 24 grams. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Okay. Yeah, it's obvious, man. Bud Light, you're going to piss a lot. You know what a Bud Light is. We knew what this match was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be so straightforward for Roderick Strong to defeat Kyle O'Reilly like
that. Well, I think it was a couple spots that we probably missed that.
But
that last little sequence had nothing to do with it. It was just, get your ass whooped, boy.
And, so you're seeing it. So as much as Wardlow hates MJF, everything is going to come full circle because it's going to be a Maxwell J. Friedman, who I believe is going to be one to save Wardlow for whatever wrath that the Undisputed Kingdom has for him in the future.
I really feel like they definitely could have cut off the Trent match.
Yeah.
They definitely could have cut off the Orange Cassidy match.
Yeah.
So far, all right, so what was the first two matches that of the card? The Okada match.
Okada. Then it was the Copenham versus House Black. Then Willow versus
Julia. And that match definitely did not need to be on there. Yeah. So those were three matches. You could have had, what, a non-match card that would have covered. You know, you could have put two matches on the 0 hour.
Yeah.
And gave me a 3 hour pay-per-view with an hour pre-show.
Yeah.
Because I didn't need none of that. I still didn't need that. That was a Dynamite match. Yeah. That was how you end Collision. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was.
And you know, we don't talk shit about Mauro fucking Ronaldo. We don't talk that much about, you know, Revolution, and we're not being biased. We just wasn't there for a lot of the 0 hour.
No,
like we came in there on the ass end of that, and then the regular show started.
Yeah, because they had one match.
But then we also made mention that, okay, what was a match that could have been left off of here? Yeah, I just feel like, damn, Carlos Cabrera. Man, it's magical over here, man. You say their name, they just show up.
Show the fuck up.
Yeah.
On a obscure Backlash.
Yeah.
The Learning Tree, Chris Jericho, came out with Bayley's first run in NXT jacket.
I like to give hugs. I like to give hugs.
And you know there are hugs to be given. we got a Fozzy Sucks chant. German suplex almost to the steps by Hook was nasty as fuck. It was so scary.
Ouch.
Weapons suplex DDT on FTW trash can lid. Weapons suplex another suplex to the floor. Weapons suplex Chris Jericho getting booed. Weapons suplex T-bone in a trash can.
Ouch.
Oh man, we got a go home Jericho chant after Hook. T-bone suplex Jericho through a table.
Ouch.
Another T-bone in a trash can.
Ouch.
It's a super dangerous spot, especially how Jericho landed on his head on the edge of the trash can. I don't know why you thought of you. That spot was very dangerous.
Definitely dangerous. I just felt like this pay-per-view was one. Like, hey, you want to go on injured leave?
Yeah.
That was the vibe before this pay-per-view.
A bunch of botches, from ref botches to move botches. Lows, blows, and Judas effects. And Hook kicks out another Judas effects for a close two. But the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho, used Floyd the Bat after saying, "I'm sorry," several times to the head of Hook. And Jericho got the uno, dos, tres. I give it 30 grounds. I thought he was going to win. He should have won. And he did.
Yeah.
FTW rules was FTW rules. So why are we doing rope breaks?
Right. I mean, really we pulled out tables and all sorts of shit. And you doing rope breaks?
Yeah.
Okay, Aubrey.
What you rated?
I rated, Let me get a... Let me get a PBR for that one right there.
You know Pabst I mean? Blue Ribbon.
Not necessarily what I wanted, but it's cold and like I seen a froth on it. Yeah, let me have that.
When you live in a trailer and you know what I'm saying, you feel like they took your job and you get to arguing with your woman, you drink a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and you know what happens?
What happens?
You end up getting smacked. Because you keep running your mouth too much.
Merla, you have one more time to come and run your mouth the way. Fucking name is Merla. Named after her daddy, Merlin.
Steampunk
Engine.
Becky Lynch.
How about it?
This is when Becky was thick, though.
Yeah.
This is the rave. This is when Becky was had some yamages back there. This is. Pre anorexic Becky, not saying she's anorexic, but You were very skinny.
Yeah, she works out too much.
Yeah.
Well, just to sum this Jericho thing up, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do something with Jericho, in an odd way, I kind of like the whole Lionheart thing, but he is just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he's a face, but he's a piece of shit. It's a different spin on it. Now I see where he's going with it. And being the FTW champion, I think, makes me want to see him now on Dynamite.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the thing about it. That we need to really just come to the realization. You got to trust Jericho.
Yeah.
That's it. You got to trust him. But what I don't trust, what I do trust, is this monumental run that Toni Storm is going on. Because after a cooter kick and a Storm Zero, we continue the reign of Toni Yams as AEW's Women's World Champion. And we know the match would be dope. I watch it on my own time. 8 Yams for who? Goldberg Brown.
Goldberg Brown. I say, man, yeah, Ice Cold Heineken, Toni Storm was not coming off that title, but she has definitely added the cooter kick to her repertoire of arsenal, because that wasn't the first cooter that got kicked.
Mm-mm.
Nah, not at all. Thunder Rosa, though, I thought this was cool. You know, we thought she was going to have on the luchador mask wrestling the entire match, but then she took it off. She said, I don't need any face paint. She had a naked face.
Will Ospreay versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, man.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
As this match is must see and replay worthy, we got, you know, kicks, dives, unbelievable counters. With Don Callis on commentary, we get to the fourth quarter of this match. Bryan kicked Ospreay's head in, his fucking head in.
Mm-hmm.
Ospreay reversed a triangle choke into a one-arm Styles Clash for a close headbutt, close fist, slaps to the face, and then a hidden blade from nowhere. Then a psycho knee to Bryan when Ospreay hit
crazy
the Os Cutter. A psycho knee, hidden blade, standoff. The Ospreay won.
Mm.
Then a Tiger Driver 93 and another hidden blade for the win. Bryan kayfabe, but neck injury, I think. 8 grams for me for
Goldberg Bryan. Definitely, this is a Corona. I'm going to give a Corona lie. This is as good as it gets. I mean, this is pro wrestling the way that pro wrestling should be displayed. Excellent storytelling in this match. What was Bryan Danielson saying? He's like, oh, God. Oh, God. Is that what you say he was saying when he was down in the refs?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
But I think this is just all definitely adding on to kayfabe and story. We're going somewhere with it. Where we're going, I don't know, but I know we're going somewhere. Great, great match. I don't like the little grin you got on your face and you over there typing. It must be a suggestion for whatever's going on next Sunday. 631entertainment.biz. That's where you get your merch. Check us out.
And what else you should check out? This is a ladder match for the tag team titles. We got Dax getting busted open the hard way early. Tables, ladders, chairs.
Oh, my.
Matt getting launched into the barricade. Harry Corona into a table, but Dax's knee hits a chair.
Mm.
Suplex into a splash off the ladder for FTR. Nicholas Jackson for the 1-2-3. A 450 into a table by Nick. Mm. Then a pile drive on a ladder by Dax on Matt, but the ladder gives way. And we almost seen Matthew Jackson, get paralyzed.
Mm.
Nicholas with a springboard powerbomb. Holy shit, too many moves to keep up with.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Perry, yeah, former NJPW stalwart Jack Perry,
mm-hmm,
comes in and pushes over Dax Harwood. And the first three-time tag team champions are the Young Bucks.
I mean, we see these things before
EVPs.
These things happen. We see these things. And saying this, that if you don't listen to us, you probably should, because we speak the gospel over here on what these stories are going to come about. Yeah, Jack Perry. Why would they make this a ladder match if Jack Perry isn't the one pushing someone off the ladder to help the Bucks?
Right.
So, yeah, this one definitely gets this one is the one that gets a Heineken. Man, like I said, Tony Khan must have been back there just saying, like, y'all go out there and hurt yourselves. We'll give you leave with pay.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if I put it down, but 24 grams, Kobe Bryant. So, like I said, when it initially happened with the whole video, it makes sense now. All they have to do is continue to show and display very good story work with this EVP shit. You can't fuck it up now. You got them by the balls now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that quick, people were chanting for the Young Bucks. At the end of it, people weren't mad about them winning. That Jack Perry shit already turned the tide.
Yeah.
All they had to do was ride this momentum. Can they? Yeah. Will they?
Question mark.
It's a crapshoot. Crapshoot.
But we want things to turn out in the best for AEW, but
don't get me wrong. I want to be overtly excited. Like, I mean, the last thing I was excited about was, you know, seeing Sting.
Yeah, I mean, they have a track history of fucking up the nut and will have everything working in their favor. And this is not shit. No, like, we're not AEW haters. We are non-biased when it comes to this wrestling shit. But man, like, some things need to be fixed.
Yeah. So let me give it to you like this. We got a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion, and he is African American. Swerve Strickland came out looking like Killmonger and completely pro Swerve Strickland crowd. The Samoa Joe walkout was countered. A Frosby flop on Joe Wood. Then a power slam on concrete by Joe. 450 to a Swerve stomp for a close.
Ooh.
Swerve hit. Tried to hit a top rope Swerve stomp. Botch. Power bomb. Another Swerve stomp. And you have a new world champion. Go watch this fucking match. But the botch at the end doesn't get you the motherfucking FX. But you'll get this. I'll give him one since I was bullshitting.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Yeah. This is one story where this man said, Adam Page, I feel like you don't want your spot. I'm going to take that over and go on my quest to become the first African-American AEW champion. And he did all of that. That's why this gets a Corona Extra. That botch, I feel like, even though it was a botch, it helped him out because he got back up there and got every fucking fan in that arena in St. Louis on their feet to witness a legendary moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it needed to happen, you know what I'm saying? They told a good story, man, because they don't have... They're not beholden to, like, all right, this is the AEW formula. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that yet.
Yeah.
So seeing how they don't have that, like, I mean, there's a possibility that Samoa Joe beats you the fuck up and you just lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that, you know, they don't have that yet, because we've seen that. You know, we've seen you just lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen that. Like, when it came with the... I remember when he came with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and Adam Page tag. Like, they pretty much just beat them all the way up to that match and just won. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the single matches, I'm pretty sure, like, Adam Page and Will, I mean, I swear, Kenny Omega was just winning. Like, I don't think they were losing, so. This has been Hayes, Hops, and Turnbuckles.
What's your roast script, clip?
I was about to say,
oh, excuse me.
What's your last shot?
Shit. Last Shot. Come on, man. Swerve. Man, Swerve winning the title, man.
Awesome, man. Why am I getting everything that I want? I hope nothing bad is about to happen because I'm getting everything I want wrestling-wise.
Yes.
Everything. It's been so long since I've been getting what I want wrestling-wise. It's always been like, man, this doesn't work. But I got to see an end of an era, a beginning of a new one, and another beginning of a new one. And it's just great to see. It's dope to see, finally. Like, man, it didn't used to be this hard. I mean, you know, growing up, like,
yeah,
like a lot of good shit just happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had Stone Cold, we had The Rock, we had, you know what I'm saying? We had Kane getting some victories, we had Undertaker getting dope shit, we had Triple H getting dope shit, we had Kurt Angle, you know what I'm saying?
420 made mention of it earlier, and I wholeheartedly agree. It's like, some of this shit you would have just had to live through.
Yeah.
An experience, and that we did.
And I'm glad that this generation is getting what we. Yeah. The young kids that right now,
yeah,
they gonna be they shitting on everybody. Like they like, yo, my generation. I got to see Cody Rhodes, dog. I got to see the Chief. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to live. You know what I'm saying?
It's like big shoes to fill, because, man, like, we experienced the whole NWO Attitude era stuff. Like, there's a lot of shit that happened. A lot of shit that happened in that era.
And you just, when you say that, you just say it about, like, the factions. You just say, yeah, NWO, the DX ship. And you still have ECW.
Oh, man.
That whole era of that shit that was going on simultaneously,
yes,
the same time. So it's a lot of good shit that was happening.
Plus, we had to make Arch Deluxe.
Plus, we had a Rallies in Roanoke.
How about it?
What you mean?
How about it?
Oh, man.
Plus, we seen the evolution of video games.
I think I remember going from the Super Nintendo, PlayStation 2.
You'll never know how it feels to get an upgrade to a Motorola Razr.
You don't know how it is, man, to go from having an old school. That's the only car you get for about $1,000.
You never know how it feels to spend 10 whole dollies and fill up your tank.
Yes.
95 cent per gallon.
Yeah.
Ain't complaining, nigga. 95 cent, nigga. What the fuck?
I mean, when it went up to like $1.10, niggas was losing their mind.
Oh, man, if I had a time machine, I'd tell him, like, look, homie, you do not want to come to 2024.
Yeah, I would definitely take I'd definitely take $2 right now.
Nigga.
I would definitely give me $2, anything. I'm talking about $2.73, nigga, I'd be having right now.
Filleth my cup and let it overflow.
You know who was just not me? Carmella. She is just so not needed.
She had a moment.
Really?
You know, when she was with Big Kaz and Enzo.
That's the most that I enjoyed her.
I enjoyed her R-Truth and the whole dance break shit.
No, I didn't do now.
Yeah. That was cool.
Now, if we can get her to come back and team back up with Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Carmella world champion level.
No.
I don't believe you.
Not saying that you can't achieve that and make us believe, but yeah, not that gimmick.
Not your gimmicks.
Yeah.
Nah. The only thing you could give me with a dance break is a super over underdog baby face.
Yeah.
You got putting the Money in the Bank. We didn't think he was going to win. Kind of like when Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental title and then lost it the next day.
Yeah.
You can win the title like that, but you are. You this.
Yeah. No. Man, because it's too much. Man, it's too much going on in you right now.
But we got Swerve as the world champion.
Back to this AEW shit.
I'm ready to see how Dynamite. I'm very interested in what Dynamite's going to be. What's going to be the next feud, his first feud.
Yeah.
Because we all know that, AEW doesn't believe in automatic rematches.
Now, I know that we have made mention which we was conversating earlier. So, with Swerve as your AEW champion, do we have Hangman Page challenge to try to take the title? But he doesn't take it. Swerve retains, yeah. But he goes, this can't happen. I have to take it off of you. You don't deserve it.
But that's a reason for him to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely, you know.
Yeah. Not your kind. What does that mean, Adam?
Or his first title defense.
Yeah.
He screws him out of it. And that's how we set it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like it needs to be his first one.
A lot of questions, but definitely lots of good questions for this Dynamite Fallout, man. Come on, Tony. You got a chance to knock it out of the park, Tony.
But man, are we setting up Will Ospreay versus Swerve?
Oh, what? I don't know what we was doing. That's where I was getting at, though. I was like, man, when is that going to happen? Will Ospreay versus Swerve. I remember they had the dance off back in the day, but this is a grown Will Ospreay. This is seasoned Swerve. They are going to fucking kill it if, because who's to say, for instance, that Will Ospreay, even though he's playing like he didn't know what was going on, but what if he did know?
Right.
And it was all a plan for Ospreay to knock off whomever and become just the dastardly heel that we know that he can be as well.
I feel like this is just your moment to get your chief Roman, your Rock Austin. You know what this is more so? This is the way to get your Benoit angle. Or your John Cena Orton. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not, even though they're both charismatic, they're not talkers like those first ones. But like Angle Benoit, this is definitely that.
Oh, Mogul Affiliates, where the fuck was y'all at? I ain't seen no Kong come out there and celebrate. I ain't seen no, what was my other guy's name?
I think we're about to break that off.
Because Swerve, he can stand on his own. Prince Nana said, I am coming with you.
Well, I mean, you can't break that up.
No, you can't. That's still money. There's still money left over for that.
Yeah, like we still got the eventual screw job and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Hayes, Hops, and Turnbuckles, man. Get with us.
Yeah. Dot Man 211.
NKB 420.